Welcome to the KHSU Magazine. I'm Jesse Eden.
I'm on the phone with Joseph Marshall, who's the director and founder of the Warrior Institute. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Doing great.
Wonderful. Can you explain to us about the Warrior Institute, about yourself, and where are you working?
So I work at the Hoopa Valley High School. This is my 12th year there. I'm a weight training teacher, PE teacher, and civics. In the past, I've been, you know, cultural connections, and been there for 12 years. Also a basketball coach.
Wow.
I've been athletic director, booster club president, all the different hats. But also, I'm a Hoopa Valley tribal member. Yeah, I was born in Hoopa and raised up there, went to HSU, and then came back and worked in the school system.
So what can you tell me about the Warrior Institute?
Well, you know, this, a lot of this work has started before me. You know, a lot of the generations before me, you know, pushing, bringing back the culture revitalization, the mentorship that I received there. So a lot of elders kind of going up in my family too, a lot of educators. And so I kind of grew up this idea of just wanting to mentor, wanting to coach. So I kind of, that was my idea of going to school. It's like I could go to school, come back and coach basketball. You know, when I was in high school, we had a really successful team. You know, I had success in academics with had the Gates Scholarship was the first year they gave that out. And so then also participated in my culture. So I kind of had these interests and I wanted to have a positive impact on the community. So it's like, okay, I'll be a school teacher. Have a steady job. But once I was in the school system, I was busy doing all those things, athletic director, booster club president, and just trying to do all these things, coaching. And I felt like it was taking up a lot of my time, but it was only a small part of who I was. I knew there was this kind of cultural piece and the different pieces I wanted to add into leadership. Some of these gaps I was seeing in the valley, just maybe a lack of organizers or people just feeling like they needed help. At the same time, I was kind of struggling in my job. I was having some resistance. And so I was thinking, I needed to branch out and kind of grow. And so kind of started formulating this vision from an early age, looking back at my journals and different things that I wanted to share in my community, and kind of wrote them all down. And then I kind of, once that was formulated, I approached the Seventh Generation Fund for Indigenous People. They're based out of Arcata. Mm-hmm. For their international organization, and they have an affiliate program. So I went to them, I shared my vision and the work that I wanted to do. And so part of their affiliate program, they support grassroots organizations that want to do this type of work. And so I became affiliate in 2011. And then right away, just kind of hit the ground running, you know, and just had some outside support with different foundations like the California Endowment, Humboldt Area Foundation was supportive, and then started doing a lot of networking and sharing this vision I had of wanting to create a better community. And so out of that, though, another key piece to the Warrior Institute was this idea of CrossFit. When I became a PE teacher, I was actually a social science education major to be a history teacher, but a job opened up in Hoopa and to be a PE teacher. So at that time, 2007, my buddy was like, hey, there's this thing called CrossFit. And I was like, all right, I'll try it out. And I really liked it. And I felt a transformation with myself and my way of thinking. I was like, this is something that I could add to my community, this group exercise classes that build culture and community. I was like, this is a piece that I could add to the puzzle of what everybody else is already doing. Because a lot of people are working on language or sovereignty or ceremony. And I thought health was a key component to the next evolution to became basically from, you know, surviving to thriving again. And so it started with the foundation of this CrossFit gym. And so basically started from nothing, but kind of now we have a full-time gym. In Hoopa CrossFit, it's in the rodeo grounds. The Hoopa Valley Tribe is a huge partner. They're helping have this. We have a lease with this building, and we're able to keep our doors open, running primarily off of volunteers, but year round. Classes going from 5:30 in the morning, so people training like at 9:10 at night, throughout different parts of the day. I've gotten different funding with Humboldt County, different resources to to get these young people that I've been working with, they're in their 20s now, getting them certified trainer coaches. And so now it's, we have a group of 20-year-olds that are kind of mentoring and, you know, coaching and doing this work. And it's really great. And so we're trying to back them up, get them training. And, we're trying to take this next step from a grassroots organization to a real institutional level and having some, you know, some structural change and getting out there. So that's a piece of the Warrior Institute is the gym and that work that we started with. But then we've also, from this vision, it's kind of grown. We've added on a food and farm component where we have, in Hoopa, one of our great resources is our land and agricultural spaces. And so my grandma let me have this field where for a couple of years we're doing some market farms on the coast and trying to, you know, produce like produce food on a larger scale to show that it kind of could be done, role modeling. So we did that, and we're also kind of branching into food catering. Then we kind of developed a river rafting program where we're doing multi-days now. We have about, close to 30 guides that we sent to guide school. And so we're doing like day trips and kind of in multi-days where we're mixing in culture, fitness, activism, science, technology, education, math, arts, all those on the river. And then also intercultural, intertribal, international kind of exchanges on the river. So that's a key piece to our programs. In the summertime, we're picking it up, you know, it's going full bore.
That is an incredible array of activity that you're doing. And, you know, it's such a holistic approach to community strength and health. And I'm just super impressed with all the components of that. Can you share a little bit about what physical activity and sports, any kind of activity like that, the value of that for community and for individual strength?
Yeah, so one thing that we're trying to ignite is the idea of this warrior spirit. This idea is like a mindset. You know, you have your physical practice. You're working on yourself physically. You're really conscious of, you know, everything, the breath you take, the food that you take in, trying to live a disciplined lifestyle. Also having this positive mindset. So the gym and or the fitness kind of really helps hone in those things and keep you in balance. The gym, the rafting, all these different things, they're basically platforms or vessels to help continue somebody to grow, help find that balance. So, like, you say you're having a tough day at work and you're struggling, but then you go to the gym and there's, you know, positive people there, mentors there, and you get a good workout in. Afterwards, you come out, you're feeling better. And so for a lot of people in the Valley, it's a real bright spot. It's like, oh, man. This is where I'm waiting to go here that day. So it helps you get through the day and you're feeling good about yourself. But it's also, you know, what you take into your body, what you do with your body is like the first level of healing and health. So it's like that first step. And I really believe when someone reaches a certain level of health and fitness, their perspective changes. You know, when they look around, they see all the opportunity and all the things that they can do. And that's what helped me. I was like, oh, wow. We live on a very beautiful place with, you know, clean rivers and, you know, salmon, food in the mountains and all these different, you know, clean air. We live in this incredible, beautiful place. And, you know, being more fit helps you access all those things even more. And you're out in the river, out doing different things, and you have more energy to do things. So I really think it helps change your perspective, you know, and it kind of like everything's interconnected.
Yep.
You're working on your health, you know, improves your diet, and then pretty soon it helps you get culturally connected. It's all these things. It's like juggling. It's like you got to kind of check in with your spirit. You got to check in with your emotions. You got to check in with your physical health. And then mentally, you're always trying to grow, always trying to add different things. And so you're constantly growing, evolving, and pushing yourself to new limits. And the gym is just like a foundation. It's like the bread and butter, you know, of what we're doing. Kind of you always go back to that. And if you stay with that, you know, everything kind of builds off of it.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And certainly, you know, all of my life growing up, sports and physical activity were really important to my well-being and my sense of place in the bigger picture. And, you know, definitely spent some time on the river and found that,
you know, when I was guiding, that there were so many lessons for me out there. So many ways in which those challenges you encounter on the river are sort of examples of how we can work through our challenges and other daily experiences.
Yeah, the river is a great metaphor for life. You know, it's use it all the time. You know, the person, the captain of the boat, you know, guiding people down the river, having very good communication, you know, seeing obstacles ahead of you, having to navigate those, you know, and sometimes in life you get stuck in eddies or you get stuck or whatever, but you got to get, you kind of go with the flow, find that flow. And sometimes there's multiple paths to take, you know, and you have to take one, you know. Sometimes you get bucked and bruised and you get bounced off rocks and different things like that. So the boat is a vessel for life, and that's kind of what the Warrior Institute is trying to serve as a vessel to help you navigate and take you down the river with a team, you know, with a group, with a community in mind.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Perfect metaphor. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about engaging culture and having that first and foremost in one's education in a high school or in a college, so that folks are able to bring their whole selves to these institutions and bring all of the teachings, all of the learning together. What can you say about the importance of having culture be super present in a high school?
You know, it's important that identity is super key, you know, that base, that source. You know, if you're solid in your identity, who you are, you know, the history, you know, things are the way they are. It helps you when you're, you know, learning about Western history, Western science, Western English and writing, because you know your base. And so, but the school doesn't do a great job of that, you know, and our school district, KCJUSD, Simon Trinity, you know, they're recognizing that as an important thing for our success, but the school system wasn't really based off of that. You know, it has different values, and it's really almost quite opposite in a lot of ways in how it's set up, how it's organized. It's really, you know, Western public education system. And so that's the struggle right now, is how do we incorporate cultural, you know, and identity within the curriculum, within the school system, because it's almost two different paradigms, you know. The way of life prior to contact was quite different. And the way you teach, the way you share, the way you mentor, you know, and really experiential culture and ceremony and ritual and elders, a part of that, you know, hunting and gathering, all those things. Kind of hard to mix with in school, you know, and right now it's like Indigenous People Week. We had different demonstrations and a lot of cultural sharing in the classroom. I think we're recognizing it's important sometimes, you know, at some point too. It's like a whole new school, maybe, you know, again, geared towards that, traditional arts and knowledge and practices. So, yeah, it's important. And also, too, like, what we're trying to do, too, within the War Institute is kind of support these systems that are already outside of the school. You know, a lot of the cultural ceremonies happening or different workshops happening, and trying to create get that knowledge there, you know, outside of school in a lot of ways.
Right. Yeah, such beautiful work that you're doing, encouraging this confluence of approaches, like recognizing that Western approaches to education, you know, it's sort of, you know, the way things are around the world. So there's a need for understanding those systems and thriving within those systems, but you're bringing these other ways of knowing, these other knowledges, and you're ensuring that those are part and parcel of what the students come away with.
Yeah, try to navigate that. You know, it's a real challenge, because the system was to erase that way of life, erase that knowledge. And so when you open up a book, right, it's pretty much that's the blank spot. It's like, it's not there. It doesn't explain it. And even to do culture within the school, you know, there's a lot of power and privilege in that. So you got to try to, it's got to say we teach Hoopa language or Yurok language, and we have Kudus language in our school system, but it still has a fit through that system. It has a fit through that filter. And so it takes a high level of navigating that, you know, being conscious of that and being aware of that, trying to find that balance.
Right, the importance of Indigenous worldview, Indigenous understandings, and just asserting that that needs to be part of any engagement in some kind of educational institution, whether it's at the high school or college level.
Especially in this time, this age, you know, that we're in, the time that we're in. Prior to this, you know, recently, you know, that Indigenous ways, Indigenous practices, knowledge was pretty much was systematically erased. They try to squash it. And now we're coming to this point where we're seeing a lot of value in those practices and knowledge and sustainability ways of life. Because, see, right here in Hoopa, you know, in this whole region, you know, in this whole continent, people were here for tens and thousands of years since the beginning of time. And so in a lot of stability. And now, you know, things are accelerated at a breakneck pace. And we're almost, you know, we're seeing, we're facing ecological crisis, psychological crisis, all these different things. They're almost like humanity's facing a new challenge of like almost like our own death. Like if we don't change something, we're on a railroad to nowhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're a crash course, right? And so it's like, okay, now those things that were once kind of shunned are now being highlighted. And so it's really, that's why it's really important to know your history, know your stories, know these practices, and start including them in our daily modern life as we move forward.
Super important. And I love that there's this ripple effect that is starting to happen for a lot of folks, Indigenous or not Indigenous, but just that the ripple effect of embracing Indigenous worldview and allowing that its rightful place again.
Trying to be more in tune with your environment. And that's what Indigenous people have found. It's like you kind of anchored there, you know, your source, and you find how to best live within the environment instead of making the environment fit our view of things, you know.
Absolutely.
We got to change that mindset. But it's tough. Human beings are, you know, it's like there's no stopping us. It's like we're going to keep reproducing, keep consuming, keep going with the comfortable way. To move forward, you know, like the old ways is pretty tough, you know, a lot of sacrifice, struggle, you know, but also a good life, you know, connection, people, you know, around you. But it was also a lot of hard work, you know, and we're kind of spoiled nowadays with modern technology and really comfortable. And so it's kind of like we got to do more with less.
Yeah, we're getting back to getting a stronger foundation for the ways we are with the world around us and the ways we treat one another. So I think it's a beautiful thing. And wow, Joseph, I'm super impressed with all the work that you're doing and all the collaborators that are assisting you with this work with youth and community strengthening and well-being. I'm hoping that we can maybe touch base another time so that we can continue the conversation, and maybe there are some specific initiatives that you'd like to talk about that you're heading up there in the Hoopa Valley.
Yeah, I mean, we're out there trying to really grassroots, like I said, with a big volunteer base, and we're, you know, constantly trying to do fundraising. If someone wants to support or learn more about our cause, you can go to our website, thewarriorinstitute.org.
Absolutely. We will be visiting that website. And when I post this, we'll definitely highlight your website and all the work that you're doing. Joseph Marshall, director and founder of the Warrior Institute there in Hoopa Valley, California. Thank you so much, Joe. And I hope that we can connect again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.